Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Childhood friends Shayna Gibson and Joe Alsop seemed destined for each other.
He was my lover. He was my companion. He was my soulmate.
But when tragedy rocked their marriage, despair would soon follow.
I was in disbelief. I didn't want to believe it.
I just felt like somebody had just ripped my heart from my chest.
Just when Shayna had had enough, a confession from an unlikely source would emerge.
She can tell that he was lying because he couldn't even look her straight in the face.
And spark a wildfire of horrific secrets about Shayna's lifelong partner.
I have never come up with a real answer as to why somebody would commit an offense like this.
I just hit my knees screaming and crying. Why couldn't it have been me? Why did it have to be her?
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. Shayna Gibson never thought true love would find her so early.
I met Joe Alsop in 1989 when I was 4 and he was 6. He lived only 8 doors down from me and we became best friends.
Growing up outside San Antonio, Texas, Shayna and Joe spent their summers playing games and riding bikes till dusk.
Joseph lived in Oregon with his dad and he would only come down on summer breaks.
But all good things must come to an end. And in June of 1997, 12-year-old Shayna received disappointing news.
I had gone down to his mom's house and knocked on the door, and she answered, and she's like, "No, sweetie, they didn't come down this summer." She never really gave me any specific reason why he wasn't coming.
Shayna missed Joe, but just 1 year later, in the spring of 1998, Joe returned to Texas, and this time he was there to stay. But by Shayna's freshman year in high school, the once solid friendship had drifted apart.
Joe started changing as far as falling in with the wrong crowds and just hanging out with the wrong people.
So in December of 2002, after Joe's high school graduation, Shayna was pleasantly surprised to learn Joe was joining the Army.
It seemed like the structure of the military was really what he needed in his life in order to keep him functioning right.
Just as Joe departed for basic training, the childhood friendship rekindled. Meanwhile, Shayna took on the role of a lifetime when she delivered a baby boy named Zach from a previous relationship.
Joe was always there. Even if he wasn't there physically, he was always calling or writing letters, letting me know, "Hey, you know, if you need anything, I'm here for you."
A short time later, when Joe was deployed to Iraq, Shayna and Joe became frequent pen pals. Before long, something suddenly clicked, and the two realized their friendship had become much more.
We just decided that when he came home for his leave in November that we were going to spend time together, and come to find out, right before he left to go back, I was pregnant.
Joe and Shayna seemed to love each other, you know, absolutely happy days.
Following Joe's stint in Iraq, the happy couple threw caution to the wind. And on April Fool's Day of 2004, a 4-month pregnant Shayna married her best friend, Joe.
We went to the courthouse, got our marriage license, went over to the Justice of the Peace, and 30 minutes later, we were married.
As the early days of married life rolled along, the newlyweds happily anticipated the birth of their first daughter.
We were very confident that it didn't matter what life brought us, that we were going to make it through it.
But life was hiding some dangerous secrets. And just 6 years later, a devastating series of events would threaten the very core of Shayna's fairy tale. By June of 2010, Shayna had a sneaking suspicion something was bothering her 7-year-old son, Zach.
Joe and I were fighting a lot, and I was scared that it would affect the kids.
So when Zach came home from school and went straight to his room, Shayna knew it was time for an intervention.
So then I just asked him, you know, what was bothering him. And that's when he started telling me. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt, I had to believe my child. So I just picked up the phone and I called the cops.
But what Shayna learned was only the first layer of deceit. Something so horrific that nothing would ever be the same again.
I felt like something wasn't right, but I never would have guessed what was actually happening.
I felt like I was dying all over again.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Janice from Warner Brothers Discovery. Spring is officially in bloom here in the Northern Hemisphere, and with a fresh season underway, you might be seeking your own transformation. For some, that means a new approach to weight loss or nutrition. Noom has a unique approach. Noom is tailored to each person's psychology and biology. It's built to meet you where you are because Noom understands that no two people are the same. Noom stands out to me because it offers a holistic approach to well-being. From coaching to recipes, Noom's app provides personalized information to help you on your journey. I also think it's great that Noom doesn't restrict what you can eat, and it doesn't shame you for treating yourself, and treat yourself you should. What's more, Noom believes in nourishing rather than restricting. Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods, because this approach is about eating well and treating your body right. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
In July of 2004, 6 years before Shayna Gibson would discover the unthinkable, she and her husband Joe Alsop were on top of the world.
We were happy. We decided that since we were having a girl, that it should be Daddy's little girl. So we gave her Joe's initials, Jade Elise Alsop.
And on August 6th, Shayna gave birth to a beautiful baby, Jade. But soon after Jade's arrival, Shayna's happiness turned to disappointment when Joe showed little interest in being a father.
He would either zone out and play video games, or he'd go to a friend's house and pretty much be gone all evening long.
Shayna hoped her husband was just going through a phase. But one early morning in November of 2004, Joe's detachment became outright alarming.
I noticed that the baby was just having a really hard time breathing. She was gasping for air. And Joe was more concerned on being to work on time than he was about the baby not breathing or having the high fever.
Shayna wasn't taking any chances and immediately drove Jade to the hospital.
They didn't have an explanation as to why she wasn't able to breathe that morning. They just said she had a virus and that they were going to go ahead and send her home.
Thank you.
Back home with her family, Shayna had high hopes her husband would start pulling his weight. But soon, Shayna's problems with Joe would take a back seat as she embarked on the worst night of her life. On January 27th, 2005, Shayna Gibson headed out with a friend to run a quick errand.
I peeked in the room, checked on Jade. She looked to be sleeping just fine. And so I grabbed my friend Heather, got downstairs, got the car started.
But before they left the driveway, Shayna looked over to see Joe running down the stairs with baby Jade. In a state of disbelief, Shayna jumped out of the car and ran straight toward Joe.
By the time I got to the end of our staircase, Joe was down in the front yard with my daughter and was performing CPR on her because she wasn't breathing.
Neighbors flocked toward the chaotic scene as several people called 911.
EMS arrived, and they were able to recover a heartbeat. So my neighbor, she said, "You're in no condition to drive. Let me take you to the hospital." When we got to the emergency room, I ran inside and I told them who I was. I didn't even get to the room where my daughter was before the doctor stopped me and said, "We tried to save her, but it was already too late." And I just remember falling to my knees and screaming, "God, why me?" Joe sat right there in that trauma room with me and just cried and held her. The night that Jade passed, she was 5 months and 22 days old.
Despite her immense grief, Shayna needed answers. And in February of 2005, almost 1 month after Jade's death, her autopsy report came back from the lab. The results were inconclusive, but Shayna was troubled by one of the findings.
She had the petechiae around the neck and the capillaries. Petechiae is usually seen in strangulation, lack of air movement.
But when Shayna questioned authorities about her findings, she got nothing but closed doors.
I said, "You know, can you explain some of this to me?" And he says, "Well, you know, we've already ruled her death and undetermined causes." He says, "There's really been no conclusion of foul play."
It seemed that Jade's file was closed for good. And as Shayna's unanswered questions only fueled her despair, Joe's behavior made things even worse.
I needed him to understand why I was hurting. He always just wanted me to deal with it on my own or call my mom. That was always his answer. "Just call your mom, she'll fix it."
Joe's distance was causing a strain on everyone. And Shayna couldn't help but wonder what was really bothering her husband.
Everybody I talked to was shocked.
She fell to the floor and she was just crying.
And every day I woke up and I thought, this is a nightmare.
In the spring of 2005, Shayna Gibson's heart was broken after the sudden death of her 5-month-old daughter, Jade.
So I was helpless. Nobody knew how to help me. Nobody could give me the hope that one day I might find out what happened to her.
To make matters worse, Shayna's husband and Jade's father, Joe Alsop, seemed to be grieving very differently, if at all.
Joe felt very cold to me, almost like he didn't have a heart anymore. He didn't know how to feel.
The intimate nights between Shayna and Joe had become few and far between. So in late April of 2005, Shayna wasn't at all prepared to learn she was, once again, pregnant.
I was devastated because I thought, how do I handle a child after just losing one?
That same day, Joe left for Iraq on his third tour, and Shayna and her son, Zach, moved home to be closer to Shayna's mother.
I felt like he was gone and I didn't have any family up there to support me.
In November of 2005, Shayna delivered a baby boy named Joshua. 4 months later, Joe returned from Iraq to meet his son for the first time. Shayna desperately wanted a renewed family with her husband at the helm. But her dreams were soon dashed.
We fought constantly. I just thought, you know, it's just another rough patch. Marriages have these, and we'll get through it.
In June, Joe's 4-year commitment to the Army was up. And when it came time for reenlistment, he decided to part ways. But as the months went by with no sign of Joe looking for work, Shayna could feel her marriage slipping away. And in the summer of 2006, she would finally understand why.
Zach was 3 years old, and he just told me, he says, "Mommy, while you're at work, this blonde lady comes to see Daddy." When she comes over, I get told to go play in my room, and her and Daddy go in y'all's room and shut the door.
Shayna immediately confronted Joe, who insisted that it was all make-believe.
Joe just stated, you know, he's a child. He's going to make up stories.
Shayna decided that Joe deserved one last shot. And in early 2007, Joe came through for his family when he landed a new job.
I felt very relieved because I thought he's going to start being the husband that he was when I married him. He's going to start being the best friend that I had growing up.
But just weeks into the job, Shayna received a surprising phone call.
Hello?
I got a call from his boss one night saying that Joe had not come in or clocked in yet. And I told his boss, I said, well, he left here at 9:30 to come to work, so I don't know why he's not there yet.
Since Joe had the family car, Shayna called her friend Amy for help.
So we started driving by friends' houses that I thought he might be at, instead of going to work, until I ran across one friend's house that we used to go to school with. And there was my car in her driveway. I was done. I said, that's it.
I was kind of hoping that he would be better than that, but unfortunately he wasn't.
On January 27th, 2007, exactly 2 years after Jade's death, Shayna kicked Joe out for good. Over the next 2 years, Joe re-enlisted in the military and was deployed once again to Iraq. As Shayna continued with the separation, she met and started dating a caring man named Joshua. But in June of 2010, Shayna's fairy tale would take another unthinkable turn. One afternoon, when her 7-year-old son Zach came home from school visibly upset, Shayna decided to confront him.
He just told me that someone had touched him, and he just started crying, and he was just like, Mommy, when you were working, Daddy Joe would do this to me. I was shocked. I didn't know how to feel.
If Joe had molested Zach, Shayna wondered if her other children had been victims of the same heinous crime. And if Joe was capable of assaulting his own stepson, what else could he possibly have gotten away with?
Jade immediately came to mind. I said, I want my daughter's death investigation reopened.
Shayna felt the blood drain from her face as she picked up the phone and dialed 911.
To me, this seemed to be a very heinous crime.
I just heard Shayna yell, I want that bastard to get the death penalty.
In June of 2010, Shayna Gibson was heartbroken after a shocking confession from her son, Zach. The 7-year-old had come clean about sexual abuse at the hands of Shayna's ex-husband, Joe Alsop.
I was shocked. I didn't know how to feel. So I just picked up the phone and I called the cops.
The police department responded immediately and asked Shayna to bring Zach in for questioning.
Zach was still very adamant Daddy Joe has done this to me. So the investigators investigated Joe all summer long while he spent the rest of his tour in Iraq.
The search would not be in vain, as detectives uncovered a sealed document from Joe's past.
The officer told me that he was convicted at the age of 14 of sexual assault on a child.
Shayna's mind was spinning. How could Joe have kept this a secret? And then Shayna remembered something from her childhood. The one summer Joe hadn't come to stay in Texas was the summer he had turned 14.
He was supposed to have been registered sex offender in the state of Texas and in his home state, which he never was.
There are some juveniles who are able to steal their records, and sometimes that information isn't known.
I was devastated. I thought, this is not the person I knew. This is not the person I married.
Joe's childhood secret was now police evidence. And with Joe due back from Iraq in one short month, officers decided it was best to wait and interview him in person.
When Joe came home in July of 2010, they picked him up, and Joe went without a fight.
It wasn't long before Joe broke. On August 16th, Shayna received a life-changing phone call.
The investigator called me at like 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and he tells me Joe has written a 12-page confession on everything he has ever done to both of your boys, your daughter, and several children outside of the family.
Horror set in as Shayna's mind flashed back to events from the past. Joe had confessed to sexually abusing Jade, but Shayna wondered if there could be more to his story.
I think if he can do this to my children, to his own children, who's to say he couldn't kill my daughter?
Just 2 days later, on August 18th, 2010, police confirmed Shayna's worst fears.
He finally gave in and wrote down another confession of what he did to Jade.
Mr. Alsop confessed to touching his daughter, and it started a process in which his daughter started to choke. She subsequently had her airway closed, and she basically died from not being able to breathe. After that, Mr. Alsop then put on an act of picking his daughter up, calling to Shayna, saying that she needed to call 911, something was wrong. And at that particular time, 911 was called.
When officers asked Shayna what punishment prosecutors should seek against Joe, she didn't think twice.
I'm not an evil person, but if I could choose the right penalty for him, it would have to be death row.
As the weeks dragged by, the prosecution's capital murder charge against Joe Alsop seemed riskier by the day.
Given the complexity of the matter and what has to be proven in the capital murder case, we came to the conclusion that if he was willing to plea and be locked in prison without the possibility of parole for the rest of his life, that that would be sufficient punishment for him. And also, that would be a way that Shayna wouldn't have to relive everything through trial.
In September 2011, the prosecution agreed to drop the capital murder charge if Joe would plead guilty to two counts of aggravated sexual assault on a child.
I went to the sentencing date, and Joe was cold. His eyes were black. He was heartless. He had absolutely no emotion.
On February 28th, 2012, Joe Alsop took the plea deal and was sentenced to two consecutive life sentences.
I know that at some point I have to forgive him for what he's done. And that may take a lifetime for me to learn how to do that.
Today, Shayna Gibson is moving forward with her health, happiness, and peace.
I would like to be speaking out to children who have been through this, who don't know how to come forward.
I mean, some of the worst stuff I can imagine we've already been through, so it'll be pretty positive from here on out.
Despite all odds, Shayna's son Zach seems to have inherited his mother's strength. And through it all, Shayna's real fairy tale has stood the test of time.
Joshua is an amazing blessing to my life and to my children's lives. My life today is more than I could have ever asked for.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.